get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Number one store-bought pie? Apple pie. Chef Plum, you can find him online at chefplum.com, says that you shouldn't be buying your apple pies.
You don't need to buy an apple pie. It's really easy to make, and it's delicious. Like, it's fun to make. It's not hard, and you can make it and be like a champion of any dinner, especially for Thanksgiving.
Even fast, where Thanksgiving's tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, you got to prove that to me, man, because, you know, apple pie, it's a staple, obviously. And I feel like on Thanksgiving, it's the same time when you've been going out, maybe doing some apple picking or whatever. You know, it's that time of year. So right. If I'm going to shun my local orchard, Plum, this better be worth it.
Well, I didn't say shun your local. You took my words really far there. I didn't say shun your local orchard.
You heard what he said, orchard friends. He's terrible.
You know, maybe the grocery store apple pie. I mean, listen, if you can't get one or make one, and the grocery store has it, of course, get it and, you know, support your grocery store. But you can make it yourself. Very, very simple. My good friend Jacques Pepin taught me something that I really, really love.
Okay.
Use the grocery store as your prep cook. Don't be afraid to buy a pre-made pie crust. You can obviously make your own, but that tends to be the thing I think that scares people, right? Anna, what's wrong?
I didn't even know you could make a pie crust.
Oh, yeah,
I always would buy it. Never in a million
years. Assumed it was being made somewhere at the pie crust factory.
You use magic and flour? How do you do it?
It's like microchips. Butter. They only make it one place in the world.
You know what? You have homework. Google it. I'm not even explaining
it. All right. So, okay. Buy a pie crust. Cool.
Yeah.
Check.
And so to keep it really simple, just get some of your favorite apples from the grocery store. I like to use Honeycrisp. They're a little bit more expensive, but they're delicious. Red Delicious works great, too. A lot of people like to use those green apples that are called Granny Smith apples, right? Mm. They like to use that in their pies. I don't. A little bit tart, but that's okay. But all you want to do is get those apples, bring them home, right? Slice them.
Do you take the skin off?
No.
Oh, really?
No. You don't have to do that.
Skin in.
You can.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
probably. You better go back and look at your chef cookbook.
I know, right?
Look at your handbook and see whether or not you're sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's sure.
The worst part about making apple pie is having to peel the apples.
You don't have to. You can just slice them, right?
All right.
And then what you're going to do is you're going to cook that pie filling in a pan first. All right. So you're going to take a pan, a little bit of butter, a little bit of olive oil, put all your apples in there and start to cook them until they start to brown and soften. Add a cup of sugar to it. I like to add a little bit more butter to it. Keep on sauteing it until it gets nice and soft. And the skin gets soft, which is the key thing there. And it adds a lot of flavor to it, too. Then you're going to pour it inside of that pre-made pie dough that you got, that pre-made pie crust.
Mm.
Top it with another pre-made pie crust. Or you could cut the pie crust into like little strips and make the little lattice work, you know? Looks like my mom's little rattan couch.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I remember that.
Bake it in the oven until it gets nice and crispy on top. If you really want to make it and get fancy, take a little egg wash, which is egg and water, with a little brush and brush the top part of it so it gets nice and shiny. Apple pie is so easy. You can make it. When you're putting that sugar in, if you want to go a couple extra steps, add a little allspice, add a little cinnamon, add a little coriander, nutmeg. Delicious.
How long am I baking this for? What temperature?
Till it's done.
But
so listen, you're going to bake it till it browns on top, right? I would go 400 degrees for probably 20 minutes. Because the filling is already cooked.
I just Googled, do you peel apples in an apple pie? It says peel your apples. While the debate on whether or not to peel your apples seems never ending, it really comes down to a matter of personal choice. Unpeeled apples will add a bit of color and texture to your pie, but they may prevent the apples from melding together when baked.
See that? You know what? Plum is my choice. Internet, robots, that's yours,
I guess. She missed the whole point there. We're cooking the filling in a pan before it goes into the apple pie, which is the key move there.
Okay, deal.
You know?
All right, you want to find Plum? Go to chefplum.com.
I can't believe you're questioning me.
Because I make a lot of apple pies.
Do you?
Right.
What's your pie?
I've made six apple pies. And in my life, I've always had to peel the apples, you know?
You don't have to.
Very cool. Chefplum.com. If you want to learn more about Plum, listen to his podcast, Plum Loves Foods.
Plum Loves Foods.